7 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. And if you are a regular listener to the show, you'll know by now that on a Thursday afternoon is when we welcome our friends from Tops at Lifestyle. It's the wine of the week that we celebrate every Thursday, and Eamon Darling is here with a magnificent bottle of Rickety Bridge Cabernet Sauvignon 2021, is it?
That's correct, Dave, yes.
And we know how good Rickety Bridge is because, well, we've been there before. So we'll get into that. In fact, we'll launch into it right now. But before we get into that, I just want to mention that, you know, those two competitions that have been run at Tops over the past couple of weeks and months? Well, today is the day we get to tell you who the winners are. But that'll be coming up just after the wine tasting. So you got to stick around. It could be you. It could be you. It could be really, really exciting news. But before we go there, let's go here and talk about today's wine of the week. Eamon, over to you.
Dave, thanks for having us again, Dave. Unfortunately, I haven't got Valencia with me today. She's actually in Cape Town at Rickety Bridge as I speak, tasting the best of the best.
So, you know, it's a hard life. We understand someone's got to do it, and thank heavens for those that are brave enough to venture forth where no man
has gone before.
Mere mortals fear to tread. Love, Jackie. It's lovely. It's marvelous. I wish Valencia was here, but it's nice that she's having a good time.
That's it. It was nice looking there for her. Nice looking there. Exercise.
Yeah. It's all in the aid of bringing. It's an educational, and you, dear listener, get the benefit of these exercises where we, from this part of the world, Belito, Tops, and Lifestyle, send out ambassadors to find the best at the best prices to bring it home so that you can enjoy that. And that's what we're talking about today in the form of one very fabulous Cabernet Sauvignon.
The Rickety Bridge. Dave, the winemaker here, maybe Anne Salamasa, is Donovan Ackerman. He's been with the farm for quite a long time now, and he's got a protege with him now, a nice female winemaker by the name of Mari Katsia. I think that's a better name.
That's the Irish version of Katsia, is it?
I think so, yes.
Lovely.
But it's a beautiful cab, Dave. It's all hand harvested from two separate vineyards, and it's full of flavor. You can keep it, lay it down if you want to, for at least till the year 2031. So it's got another 10 years.
And will it improve?
It will get better.
In what sense more. Would it bring out more of the... Because the winemaker's notes say the classic characters of black fruit layered with herbal notes and oak spice are there. Now, we've discussed how Michael Fridgeon leads the charge now, saying that South African winemakers are now at last getting the message that drinkers of fine wines are no longer that impressed with wood in their wine. I'm talking about the taste of oak. This one comes across very strongly with the taste of oak. Will it diminish over the years?
That's it, Dave. Now you have it. You hit the nail on the head there. The oak that has been aged in will help the wine develop more.
Uh-huh.
And that will slowly change in the characteristics of the wine that's in there. So that oak will more, you get more in, if we're still around in another 10 years, make a little bit more vanilla flavor coming through, more spice coming through in it.
Oh, less wood, more spice.
More spice, and very soft.
Okay.
Very soft, smooth.
Now, is this a wine that needs to be paired with something to bring out the full range, or is it a standalone drink?
You could have it as a standalone cab with a couple of friends around the table.
Yeah.
Or I would, if you're going to have it with food, he gives you a nice pairing as to what it goes with, which I would highly recommend if you've got the time to do it. That's the thing. So while one is drinking, one can be either brining, as they say, or roasting. So they say to serve it, he's saying to serve it with smoked brisket.
Now that's a very big American tradition, American and Jewish. Jewish forebears, brisket was always the thing. In the southern states of the U.S., brisket is huge. And if you've ever watched the episode of Young Sheldon, where the pop tries to get the recipe from Meemaw, and she will not give him her recipe, but Sheldon remembers it from his youth because he's a genius.
And roasted lamb chop steak.
Okay.
Also there.
Roasted lamb chops, not brined, roasted.
Roasted. Okay. Roasted. Now, I'm presuming you could bry as well at the same time. We're used to brying.
South Africa here, my boy, you've got to have a bit of leeway when it comes to how you prepare your meat.
That's it. And Dave, just a little bit of history on the farm. Rickety Bridge, now, it's close to the Franschhoek River. But to get to the farm, you used to have to cross a rickety bridge. So, old railway sleeper. So apparently it came to an end back in the late 90s, and they had to replace the old rickety bridge with a new bridge so you could enter straight up to the farm.
So there's no chance of falling off the rickety bridge if you go and visit now.
That's it, and into the river.
You're safe as houses. Well, why don't we take a quick splash, and we'll come back. I'll come back on the other side of a musical interlude and let you know whether or not the notes that we've been talking about, the winemaker's note, makes any sense at all. How about that? Let's open a bottle and we'll be back on the other side of this. Base, all she wants is another glass of Rickety Bridge Cabernet Sauvignon, because I'm telling you, for nothing. You know, sometimes it's embarrassing when you take a sip of wine and it's really not to your taste. It might be a good wine, but it's just not to your taste. And it's, you don't want to necessarily queer the pitch and say, horrible. You've got to find something positive to say. This is not the case, by the way, here, because this is lovely. It really is. And those characters of black fruit layered with herbal notes and oak spice. I was a bit concerned when I read about the oak spice. I thought maybe it's going to be very woody.
A bit overpowering, yeah.
But it's not at all. It's beautiful.
It's well-balanced, Dave. It's a well-balanced cab.
Elegant palate with a beautiful fruit expression. Silky and smooth tannins with a juicy finish. That's not gilding the lily at all. That's exactly what you get in the bottle. And you've got good stock of this, have you?
Plenty of it, Dave, yes.
And
plenty.
Is it a reasonably priced wine. It's a good wine, I would imagine. It's right up there with the range.
Yeah, it's not badly priced at $159, say $160. $160 a bottle for what
it is. That's not bad. It's a good wine, as I say. This is not a, it's not a plonk. It's something that, well, you know, in this area, you know, if you've got a bit of extra tin, you can enjoy life. And with a bottle of wine like this, it makes it particularly enjoyable. But, and as we mentioned earlier, well, Eamon, certainly, you know, of a winter's evening when things are a little cooler, nothing nicer than a hearty roast lamb, lamb chops, and a glass or two of this Rickety Bridge Cabernet Sauvignon. You're absolutely right. Is there a tasting this weekend?
Yes, Dave, Saturday, Sunday, normal time, 12 to 2 on Saturday and 12 to 2 on Sunday.
How very fantastic. So you get a chance now to pop along to Tops of Lifestyle on the weekend and sample before, try before you buy. It's always a good idea. This Rickety Bridge Cabernet Sauvignon, I would strongly recommend it. In fact, I'm going to do exactly that because I know my beloved is rather partial to a good Cab Sav. I was more of a Merlot fellow until recently. You have changed my palate somewhat, Eamon. Thank you so much. Now, let's get on to the issue of the competitions that we mentioned at the start of this, this little exercise. Yeah. If you entered, there were two competitions, one to win a Field Bar and one to win a KitchenAid, both prizes. Let's
go. That's it, Dave. So the winner of the Ruku Gin Field Bar is a Mr. Nash Naidu.
Hey, Nash Naidu, you have got yourself a Field Bar. It's something to really take with you wherever you go when you want to look posh. Carry your lovely Rickety Bridge in that Field Bar, and everyone knows you've arrived, my lad. Well done.
Doesn't have to be gin.
Everyone else has to pay a fortune for that Field Bar. You have won it courtesy of Tops at Lifestyle. How lucky.
Well done. Well done. Then the next one that we had running, Dave, was from Hort Caviar, from Pierre Jourdain, a wonderful KitchenAid, the artisan stand mixer, valued at, it was 12,000
rand. Yeah, a lot of money.
Yeah,
it obviously does some incredible stuff in the kitchen.
I'm sure it does.
And it also helps you with the baking and the cooking.
I don't know who's going to be doing that. But the winner of our KitchenAid is a Dale Jarry, I think it is.
Dale, we don't know if it's Dale lady, Dale gentleman,
or a female.
We don't know, so we can't really say. But whoever it is, and it doesn't really matter because we're living in an age where these things are not as important as what sort of a person you are. And I'm sure that you're a lovely person because you shop at Tops at Lifestyle. And congratulations, Dale, on that magnificent prize. There's a bit of a thing with that. You've got to come in on next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, I'll be contacting the winner, Dale, shortly, because we've got the regional sales director from Hort Caviar that wants to present a prize, and I believe there's something else special.
A little something, something. We no spoiler alert. We're not going to tell you what it is, but it's going to be fun, and we look forward to seeing the pictures because there's going to be pictures for sure. So there it is. Congratulations for and that's the way they're all at Tops of Lifestyle. Now new competition, bang bang.
And here it is, Dave. It's a brand spanking new Bar Smeg fridge.
Wow, that's a big name. Smeg is always adds a little bit of a sparkle to the kitchen. And everyone who's anyone has their eye on the prize. And that's going to be a magnificent addition to any setup. It's a little Smeg beer fridge.
Beer fridge, that's correct. Yeah. It's right
you don't have to put beer and wine in it. You can put anything you like.
Rickety Bridge, have your Blanc in there, anything you want.
How do you enter?
So, Dave, all you have to do is come into the store, buy any of the branded products that's advertised on the front display in the store. It's Pravda Vodka, Honor Cognac. There's also Fireball, the Shooter Fireball. You buy any one of those products and write your name and phone number on the back of your till slip and place it in the entry box behind the tills. And you've got till the second week in August.
Oh, so there's a bit of time. Yeah, a little bit of time, and we wish you huge success. Hopefully we'll be reading out your name as the winner of this next competition to win a Smeg beer fridge just perfect for your man cave or your kitchen or wherever you happen to want to decorate with something special, special. And there it is. That's it for today. Anything else on the mind, Eamon, apart from the regular good wines and
good wines,
good spirits and good spirits life. That.
Plenty of old brown sherry this weather as well to warm you up.
You
and
see.
Port.
There it is.
Some nice ports.
But I believe it's going to be very hot by the weekend, so you got to drink it today.
That's
today.
It. Today and tomorrow.
And there it is, my very special guest, Eamon Darling from Tops at Lifestyle. Today's wine of the week is the Rickety Bridge Cabernet of your 2021 on taste this weekend at Tops at Lifestyle between the hours of 12 noon and 2 o'clock Saturday, Sunday. It'll be up on our podcast as regular and also in our newsletter, The Belitist, coming up very, very soon. Eamon, thanks again for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thanks very much, Dave. Always a pleasure.
The show continues.